Transport logistics and mobility company Supergroup also announced their results today. Revenue rose at 6.2% to 37.9 billion rand. However, the company did not declare a dividend. Let's get you more on this. I'm joined on the line by Supergroup CEO, Mr. Peter Mountford. A very good evening to you and thank you so much for joining us.
Great pleasure. Thank you for having us.
A good performance. What do you attribute the success to looking at the results? What does it tell us about the market in which you operate?
A very good performance all around, I think. Attributable earnings obviously up by 12.5%, so that was an excellent performance. We had some very good performances in the commodity markets in Southern Africa. So our African businesses operating below the sub-Saharan environments across Zambia, Zimbabwe and the DRC all had excellent results. And we had some quite good results coming out of the commodity-facing businesses in South Africa as well. Over and above that, fleet lease business in South Africa performed strongly, and so did the dealerships grouping in the United Kingdom. So it was a mixed bag of success. The downside was probably the consumer-facing businesses in South Africa and the supply chain business in Germany, which underperformed.
Looking at dealerships UK, doing very, very well, also in spite of the uncertainty around Brexit, what would you put that down to?
Yeah, I mean, they did exceptionally well. They outperformed the market, so they increased their share of Ford sales in the UK market as well as Kia sales in that market. I think those two brands performed strongly, and probably the upside for us was to get all the operations to standard in terms of financial performance. And one of the more recent acquisitions was the Essex Motor Corporation, and we've seen margins in that business improve from about 2.3% to 2.8%, which brings it to our group benchmark. So that's a strong performance. So, you know, a combination of efficiencies in the operations, cost efficiencies and a decent performance across the two core brands of Ford and Kia.
I'd like to go back a point and look at your sub-Saharan business. When we talk about Fleet Africa doing exceptionally well there, what would you say this is due to?
In the sub-Saharan environment, you know, it's primarily driven by the commodities businesses, supply chain commodity businesses, which are largely hauling commodities to the export markets via South African ports. On the fleet lease side of things, we have got a number of new contracts, both district, private, and even small municipal contracts, and that's made a big difference to the Fleet Africa operations. They've also done well in the ad hoc environment, where they've been providing vehicles to local authorities on short-term rental arrangements. So, you know, you've seen an element of market share gain probably in Fleet Africa.
Sure. On the acquisitions front, any significant moments or events that you can share with us?
Nothing in the financial year we're reporting to June 2019, but subsequent to that, in early July, we concluded the acquisition of Lieben Logistics. That was an acquisition of about 428 odd million rand, and that strengthens our position in the temperature control and refrigerated distribution environment in South Africa, more particularly retail facing. In Digistics, we've obviously had a very strong position in terms of distribution of fast-moving and quick-service restaurant-type foods, but this expands our operation quite strongly into the top-end retail-type space.
Sure, and the company didn't declare a dividend. Are you able to share with us your dividend policy and why, perhaps?
Yes, I mean, we've always said our first priority is the organic growth of the business. Thereafter, we had looked at selected and strategic investments that are complementary to our core businesses. And at post those two issues, we would certainly consider a dividend, which we will do on an annual basis, and or share buybacks. And obviously, our share price has been relatively low. At this point in time, we think there's merit in us keeping our resources available, in that the South African market, there's quite a lot of pressure in the South African market. There's elements of rationalization going on in this market. And, you know, we remain committed to investing in particular in the supply chain space in South Africa. Over and above that, there are also some opportunities in the Australian fleet lease market. So at this point in time, although there's nothing firm on the horizon, we believe it is the right thing to ensure that we've got a strong balance sheet and the capability of following those type of strategic opportunities.
Sure. What would you say your outlook on economic conditions and prospects for the business in the coming financial year is?
I think very much more of the same. Unfortunately, South Africa really needs to see capital investment coming back into the market. We need a lot of government interaction and government initiatives coming off the ground. But in the absence of that, we don't see growth in the South African market, and the South African consumer is going to remain under a lot of pressure over the next 12-month period. In other markets, I think you'll see a slight improvement in the Australian market in terms of consumer spending in the vehicle fleet lease side of that market. The other market that concerns us is Germany, the automotive market in Germany, where you've seen a plethora of diesel issues and retesting of vehicle models, which have resulted in something like a 14% reduction in production of motor vehicles in Germany, and that's impacted directly on our distribution businesses. So, you know, stabilization of that market also becomes important, as does Brexit. And, you know, the specter of a no-deal Brexit is obviously of concern. But, you know, we might remain hopeful that that's, you know, sense will prevail in that regard as well. So all the markets, the major markets we're operating in, is probably very similar in the next 12 months to what we've experienced this year.
Thank you very much for your time, Sir. Supergroup CEO Peter Mountford.